Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
One of the best parts of my job is the people I get to meet. Yes, there are the state officials, government leaders, and heads of businesses, but I'm talking about normal, ordinary people like you and me who have been called by God to do extraordinary things. Most were simply going about their business when a life-changing event happened that required a decision that in turn set them on a path they never would have expected and in some cases never would have chosen. I'm talking about people like Jack Phillips, a bakery owner in Colorado, or Baronelle Stutzman, a florist in Washington, or Blaine Adamson, the owner of a custom t-shirt company in Kentucky. All of these people were plucked out of obscurity and thrust into the limelight of America's culture war for exercising their First Amendment right to the free exercise of religion. All were targeted by homosexual activists, all were drugged before state human rights commissions, and all were eventually exonerated when they had their day in court. Now, we can add another name to the list. Kelvin Cochran, former chief of the Atlanta Fire Department, who was fired for writing a 162-page book for a men's Bible study calling men to be godly husbands and fathers. In that book were two pages that described God's plan for marriage between a man and a woman. Someone brought the book to the attention of Atlanta's mayor, Kasim Reed, who suspended the chief and opened an investigation. No evidence of discrimination was found, but the chief was fired because a homosexual firefighter said he would no longer feel comfortable working for the chief now that he knew Chief Cochran's personal views. A wrongful discharge suit was filed, Chief Cochran won, and last week Monday, the chief was awarded a $1.2 million settlement. 4 days later, Chief Cochran keynoted the Montana Family Foundation's Friends of the Family Banquet in Billings. When I asked him if he missed firefighting, the chief said yes, but God had given him a new calling. His speech was riveting, emotional, humorous, and most of all, timely. This humble, quiet man spoke with the voice of authority and called God's people to stand strong in the face of adversity. He told of the moment he was given an ultimatum, deny God's word and keep his job, or stand strong in the faith, knowing it would bring an end to a 32-year career that he absolutely loved. In the end, he said it was easy. He didn't hesitate, because God had been preparing him for that moment. He stood on God's truth, was subsequently fired, and the rest is history. What a privilege to sit and listen to this man tell his story. Yes, trials will come, but it's our duty to stand firm, and in retrospect, he said, we'll look back and realize God has been preparing us for that moment long before it actually arrived. His talk was more of a sermon than a traditional speech, and everyone in the room came away blessed and encouraged. If you miss Chief Cochran in Billings, you have one more chance, next week Thursday at our Friends of the Family Banquet in Bozeman. For tickets or more information, call our office at 628-1141. That's 628-1141. Or go to our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.